This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson in the house.
I got to be careful, make sure I don't get any mud thrown at me here.
Yeah,
you guys are slinging it today.
I don't know what happened. I went to bed after a nice dinner with friends, and I woke up in, I don't even know what this is called.
What happened? Like, did your phone blow up?
Well, I'll tell you, my son was ahead of the curve. I woke up to a text at like 5:45 or 6. Oh, this Drake May stuff's blowing up. And I was like, what Drake May stuff? And he's like, his answer and Cam Newton. And that was before it even hit.
Jackson was up at 5:45 texting you?
Yes.
Wow. Was he waking up or going to sleep?
No, I think he was on his way to a lift. I don't think it was by choice.
I was literally just going to say, like,
yeah, that's my boy's getting in a lift.
But and then when First Take hit and all of a sudden I watched 10 minutes and I saw Cam Newton praise me for the question and then threaten me about poking the bear and never doing it again, I don't know where it went.
I mean, you know, does it take some of the sting off that he, you know, didn't get your name right? Like, did it, you know, is it feels personal when he doesn't even know your full name?
And I would actually, I'll use Drake May's own words on our own station to sort of put myself, how I feel about Cam Newton. What did he tell us? Don't ever take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. I don't think I'd ever take advice from Cam Newton about anything.
Yeah.
Other than genetics.
How about sartorially? I think he's a fabulous dresser.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about hats?
Ooh, not for me. Not for Teddy, you don't like it?
I'm not. You know what? His style isn't my style.
Also,
so I would not take advice from him in fashion either.
I find his style redundant. Wear a crazy hat. Like, there's no, like, breadth or like the seasons change, it's not different, the event, it's big hat.
Well, it's tough though, because it's like art, you know, like some people, I look at certain things and people say, oh, that's, there's all these different elements and things artistic about it. I'm like, I don't see that. It looks just like, you know, it's not that, I don't think it's that cool, but people, it's gorgeous, right?
That, you know, Ted, one person sees a blue dress, one person sees a white dress.
That's exactly, well said, Fitzy.
So here we are. Before we get to our three-point stances, we need to reset with Stephen A. Smith. So he claims I took the question out of context. Is that where we're at here? So let's hear Stephen A. Smith, and let's hear the question.
Or some weak-ass reporter or pundit on radio gonna ask the question out of context.
By the way, should I take that literally? Because anytime Stephen A. wants to have a bench off, right here. Weak ass reporter.
Oh, okay. So that's the fight that you would take? Yep. So you'd send Teddy at Cam and then you'd take Stephen.
Oh yeah, just
A.
So you know, if this turns, yeah, Ted, I need to know, you know Anchorman when they all have to fight in the alley?
Yeah.
You're with us, right? You got a trident, you can take down Cam.
Are you out of your mind?
Handle the rest.
We are all one. You know, one die, all
let's
die.
Let's go.
So let's go.
And I also think if you listen
Jackson
to the whole
can
clip,
take my place.
Ryan Clark might be on our side. Ryan Clark was the voice of reason throughout this whole thing. Your boy, Teddy, Ryan Clark, was the voice of reason and tried to keep their discussion on the tracks. But Stephen A. Smith said, a weak-ass reporter took the question out of context. So what was the question? Drake, your coach, Vrabel, dismissed this question, but I felt like I'd give you the opportunity because, you know, you're familiar with this guy and he played for the Patriots. Cam Newton said the Patriots are fool's gold. That was his words, not mine. Do you hear those things? Do you react those things? Any comment on that?
Oh, no. I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and, you know, make certain comments. So, you know, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And, you know, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
So I didn't take it out of context. If I wanted to critique it and had I known it was going to be played on ESPN, Ted and Fitzy, you know what I would have done?
What's that?
Taken out my three ums. What a jackwagon. I had three ums in a question.
It's welcome to my world. I can't stand listening to myself.
But it sounds worse when it's on ESPN and they're making fun of you.
No, you're fine.
Hey, how would you like to have the clip played on ESPN and be biting your pinky fingernail like some dodo at his
That wasn't
home
great either.
But you guys are trying to figure out what they're saying, and we think we know what they're saying. Do we? Because they talk in circles,
and they
contradict themselves. And so it's a very difficult kind of thing to listen to Stephen A. and to Cam. To really understand what exactly it is they are trying to convey in their words.
It has fool's gold written all over it. Yeah. Cupid, Siconia, middle of the mall.
I will say he delivers with some flair.
Yeah,
he delivers
with the mall is my favorite. I think I'm going to run with that from now on. I've heard fool's gold and cubic zirconia. I have never heard middle of the
mall.
That is a great one.
And some kids are like, what's a mall? Is that a part of Amazon? That's a little dated reference, Cam.
A little bit.
You're showing your age a little bit. All right. It is it's a little after 3 o'clock. We are going to continue to weave in whatever the hell is going on between us and Cam Newton and ESPN. But we are consistent. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for our 3-point stances.
We're 19!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, so real quick, before we get to our 3-point stances, I actually just decided I'm rooting for Stephen A. Smith to be president. Because wouldn't it be kind of cool if the president of the United States called me a weak-ass reporter on national television? Like, I feel like that's a feather in my cap. So Stephen A., run for president, win presidency, and then I'm going to, at parties, play the clip of you calling me a weak-ass reporter. All right, roll it.
Okay, time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you and your weak-ass pundits need to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Stephen A.'s new best friend and apparently a vote that will be cast for him, Andy Hart. You will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Who will you be antagonizing today?
I'm not going to antagonize anyone. It's a call to arms. It is a joining of forces. We are Patriot Nation. We have a lot of barbs, I've learned in the Twitch chat and on the text line, but we are one in this. He came after your quarterback, Patriots fans. He came after Drake May. He not only said, one of them said, he doesn't measure up to Lamar Jackson and to Patrick Mahomes. No one in their right mind would pick Drake May over those guys. Well, I'll ask Ted about that later because I think Ted might be in his right mind and Ted might like him some Drake May. And then Stephen A. Smith called Drake May a liar. That's our guy. That's my guy. I talk to him every Monday here on Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. He is your favorite player. I know it. I've tried to order Drake May jerseys. They don't exist, Patriot Nation, because you have them. So we once had a wall. We once had a wall where we defended Tom Brady against the power of the NFL and unfair accusations and charges and chasing by the league. We need a wall again. Drake May is our quarterback. He's 23. He needs your support. They're calling into question his character on ESPN. So I say this, Patriots fans, support your quarterback in this fight.
There you go, man. Fire me up, Andrew.
There you go, baby. Do we think the Stephen A. And Cam's take on the Patriots and Drake is kind of a national perspective?
Yes.
Yeah?
And I think that worries. Fitzy brought that up. Is there some hesitancy in Patriots fans to really fight back? Because deep down, they're like, I'm kind of worried he might be right, kind of thing.
Could be a product of the schedule.
Well, people are always nervous about something they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
You know, so they've seen what Lamar can do. They've seen what Mahomes can do. They've seen what Josh can do. So it's the fear of the unknown, I think.
Okay. You know what that's called, Ted Johnson? Faith. Faith is believing in something that you haven't necessarily seen, and I'm not getting religious. I'm just saying general faith, right?
Yeah.
Have faith in Drake May. Have faith in what you have seen. Because Ted Johnson, you said it yourself, you've never seen anything like it.
Oh, that is for certain.
So therefore, the idea is usually people get better and they learn with experiences, and when you give them opportunities to continue to prove themselves, they prove themselves. So Patriot Nation, I'm asking you, it's quite simple. In the face of these attacks from Bristol, Connecticut, these attacks from Cam Newton and Stephen A. Smith, have faith in your team. They're 9-2. Have faith in your quarterback. Ted Johnson told me he's the best quarterback in the National Football League. He would take them over everyone, correct?
That's what I said, yeah.
Cam Newton called you a liar then, too.
That's cool. Bring it on, Cam. Bring it on, baby.
Because he said no one in their right mind would take Drake May over Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, and you say you would take?
I would take Drake May.
So, Cam, I got a man in his right mind, and you know what he is?
Well, that's debatable.
As big as you. He's as big as you, so now I have a big buddy next to me.
I love it.
I'm
always thrown to the front of the line. Just Johnson, get up
you
there.
Know,
get
I
up
mean,
there.
You're the bus guy.
Your whole career.
my whole life.
Just so you know.
Ted, you try this milk. See if it's sour. Hey, Ted, you go hit that guy.
WEEI Afternoons, if we had a bus, you're getting off first.
Yeah,
we want you to scare the ESPN peeps. I want Stephen A. to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know that guy was on the other side. Cam, you're on your own. Cam, get him kind of thing.
I'd have your backs.
All right. We got you. Team WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah, there's something about the guy whose signature move was the stun and separate that makes me go like, you know what? I want him going first.
Oh, I love that. That is my signature move. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've also coined Drake May's signature move, the skip and rip.
The skip and rip.
We got a new generation's worth of names.
Cam
going on.
Probably hates that too. Cam probably hates it.
Yeah,
because Cam couldn't do that.
Oh, God,
Cam's signature move was like, uh-oh, going to run right up the middle and run somebody over. That was his signature move.
Sometimes it's as easy as you hate him because you ain't him.
What do you think, real quick, just side note, what do you think Cam Newton's, what do you think of when you think of Cam Newton, his biggest moment? What's like
not falling on the fumble?
There you go.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Super Bowl 50.
And I didn't even go there, Cam. Ted brought me there.
Hey, man.
But you're a man who's
known.
The ball's
sitting right there, bud. It's the Super Bowl. Why don't you just jump on that ball now?
So this is interesting. Psychoanalyze. Cam failed in his opportunity on the biggest stage. He hadn't been there before, and on the biggest stage, he came up short, and he probably lives with regret forever, correct? So he is, what do they call that, like when you're putting it on somebody else, projecting it on Drake May. Yeah, he's good in the regular season, but is he not going to dive on a fumble? Is he not going to make the play when it means it the most? Because Cam, sounds like that was you and your biggest regret.
Is this critique rooted in professional jealousy?
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Wow.
It could be. I mean, just think about what happened to Cam Newton in Super Bowl 50. Like, whenever a kid, like, drops a full glass of milk on the floor, the first thing they do...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Who doesn't go, uh-oh, I spilled my milk. Dad, grab a rag. They just stare at it. Cam Newton literally just froze in his biggest moment. And so, yeah, in a lot of ways, he's kind of like, you know, not to do nickel and dime, thrift shop psychiatrist here, but that's exactly what he's doing. He's projecting because he spit the bit in his biggest moment.
And I just think in general, you know, he was a guy who was heralded when he first came into the league, you know, 10 years ago, whatever it was, that, oh, Cam's doing things at the quarterback position that we haven't seen before. 10 years later, Drake May doing things at the quarterback position that we haven't seen before. So I wonder if it's just a little bit of a, wow, this kid's kind of rewriting what it means to be special.
Can I just throw out the stats for that game? It's interesting. You look at the quarterback play in that Super Bowl 50.
Peyton Manning
was 13 of 23 for 141 yards, an interception, and 5 sacks.
Yuck.
And won the game by 2 touchdowns.
Imagine living with that, Cam. The other guy couldn't throw the football, and you still got smoked.
Wow, man. Yeah, and then Cam, you know, rough one. He did not even complete 50% of his balls that day.
Because he was a fullback. Yeah. He was a fullback playing the quarterback position. I mean, it is what it is.
It wasn't like that was, you know, that game was played 30 years ago. That was played 10 years ago.
Yeah.
In Santa Clara, where we'll be having Super Bowl 60. But don't forget.
Wait, that was in Santa Clara?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. That was.
And Drake is going to Santa Clara.
Yeah.
That's right. And Lady Gaga did the anthem and everything. Big flyover.
Writes itself.
Time is a flat circle.
You know, but Cam Newton also was judged and, you know, officiated differently. Just like Shaq, just like Gronk. He had his own set of. I've never seen a quarterback. Jalen Hurts should thank his lucky stars. He doesn't get hit 1/7 as hard as Cam Newton used to, and there was never 100%. A flag to be found.
Absolutely. That's my objectivity. He may be coming at me. He may be threatening me, but Cam Newton got screwed by the refs. They used to not call anything on him. Guys like Ted Johnson's size were just like taking pot shots at his head.
Well, he was, you know, lowering his shoulder in the open field.
No, yeah. I know, but in the pocket, they still wouldn't call it.
Okay.
He never got the Manning, Brady, Carson Palmer, Patrick Mahomes type calls. He got screwed there. Probably expedited his kind of deterioration as a quarterback.
There you go, and he's still crying about it. Awesome. All right, Ted Johnson, you are going second here today.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it, bud.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so, you know, you just heard Andy mention it. You know, if I was to draft a team right now, what player would I take? My first overall pick would be Drake May. I believe in the kid. I've come out of the shadows. I'm telling everybody that I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and I think he's the real deal. So that's kind of – we'll just put that as the foundation of what's coming next. I said these comments on my show on the breakdown on Monday, and Michael Holly reacted to it. This is what Michael Holly thought about my comments on BST the other night.
I love Ted. You've never seen a quarterback do some of the things that Drake May has done? Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen? You've never seen that before? I think that is a crazy comment.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, Michael, listen up, bud. I hope you're listening. All right, so this is Drake May in the 11 starts this season. Okay, he has over 2,500 passing yards. He has over 250 rushing yards. He has 20 touchdown passes. He has a 70% completion percentage, and he has an 800 win percentage. I tell you that to tell you this. No other quarterback in NFL history has those numbers over any span of 11 starts in a single season. In the history of the NFL, he's got numbers that no quarterback has ever had in 11 starts. So, yes, Michael Holly, he is doing something that nobody has ever done before.
And Michael Holly, he took the same bait that Cam Newton took. He's listing Patrick Mahomes and like the old standbys instead of just watching and observing and numbers. Numbers don't lie, right? Like people like to numbers these days. It's 2025. Numbers are a big deal.
What?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I guess you know what. A lot of people, they got to see it. You know, they don't. Even though he sees the numbers, he's just still people are still hesitant to give the credit to him because he's young, because he hasn't, you know, even been to the playoffs yet. So how can we crown this guy that good when he hasn't even played a playoff game in his career?
He also has something that I don't think we'd ever accuse Cam Newton of having, some humility, being a little bit humble. You see, Drake May was asked this week why he's leading the NFL in all these categories, and you know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably because I haven't had my bye yet. Like, who said, like, that's the perfect answer.
He defers MVP chance to other people in the stadium.
I don't think Cam ever did that. I don't think Cam would have deferred the attention. He'd be like, that's because I'm that damn good. Damn Cam good.
Crazy comment. Yeah.
By the way, it is not crazy. Stop calling him crazy.
I watched last night because I was curious if they'd follow up on this. You know who came to your defense, Ted?
Who's that?
Phil Perry.
How about Phil?
He sat at that same table where Burt Breer was the day before, and he went to bat for you, and the Drake May is doing things I've never seen before. Yep. So I saw the breakdown brethren coming together last night.
You know, Phil's,
I love Ted.
Thank you, Michael. I love you too, bud. But he's a huge Drake May fan. He's been on Drake's train from the very beginning. And when we were doing the breakdown last year, when he only won one game, we'd say to each other, like, I've never, that play. Did you see that play where he threw off balance or that bucket throw he had? I've never seen that. But yet the wins weren't coming. So you can't really declare he's special all that often because he's not winning. Now he's winning. So we both feel more comfortable kind of giving our opinions on that a little bit. But yeah, Phil, my man, thank you for having my back. I appreciate you, bud.
Dan Ball, I don't know if this is allowed or if we've ever done it before to take a text during the three-point stance, but it's so ridiculous that I have to read it and get Ted's response.
Let's hear it.
The 401.
Well, you're a weak-ass reporter, so.
Johnson, Drake May has done nothing special. He is nothing more than a game manager.
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
Game manager?
Have you watched a single game?
That with a response.
Literally, that sounds like a person that's never watched a game.
Yeah.
Because his stats, I would argue, the new one? Oh, he's never had a 300-yard game. The hell do I care? Is that a thing? Have you watched a game? Have you ever said, boy, if he had only thrown for 300 that day, he would have had a good day or they would have won the game? Like, a game manager who throws the ball down the field and has a better deep ball, Jason McCourty's words, not mine, than anyone he's ever seen.
And I think that's, if you were looking at the one thing, and I think I said this yesterday, when you're like, what does he just do that you just really haven't seen? And I think Phil brought this up last night, and he says he's got over 60% completion percentage of balls that travel more than 20 yards in the air. That's no quarterback's ever done that.
And that's come down a little. It was actually in the 70s, I think,
it
before
was.
That.
No, it's, like, now it's, now it's now
he's,
just around,
oh, he's in a slump.
He's a little bit of a slump. But you're right. For a long time, it was around 70. That's remarkable to me.
But he is fool's gold. Let's just not forget. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
Indeed, I am. Let's skip it and rip it, baby. Oh,
okay, here is 60 seconds to both skip and rip. Go ahead.
All right, I read from the X posts of our regular Wednesday guest, Adam Schefter. For a second straight day today, Bengals QB Joe Burrow has been taking snaps with Cincinnati's starting offense, preparing him for the possibility that he could play Sunday versus New England. The signs continue to point to a potential Joe Burrow return Sunday versus New England. Guess what, folks? I think you're going to see it. Remember how we were preparing for Drake May to take on someone literally old enough to be his dad? Heave-ho Joe Flacco, a.k.a. Joey from the couch in Jersey. Well, guess what? Possibly the best quarterback in the NFL, who has been out for 2 months, looks like he's going to try to make a valiant effort to return in the face of his turf toe injury after 2 months, an expedited return to take on the Patriots Sunday to try to save his team season. And for those of you that would have loved and absolutely relished a blowout or an easy, stress-free Sunday for the Patriots to go 10-2, don't you dare be cowards about it. Embrace this. A chance for Drake May to prove that he's got it, the kid, against one of the absolute living legends at the quarterback position in the NFL. This is gridiron theater at its finest. I, for one, can't wait. Bring it on, Joe.
I wish I could buy into this. I really wish I do, because I told you earlier, Fitzy, in the week, that the one thing I was sad about is this isn't Joe Burrow versus Drake May and that little matchup we'd have. Mm. You're right, he practiced. I think he's going to play on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. I don't. And I heard, and I didn't know this, Ted, maybe you've heard this. Apparently one of the modern concerns, so he's coming off a turf toe. And one of the modern concerns, if you come back from turf toes too soon, is it puts stress on your Achilles and you'd either have an Achilles strain or tear potentially. And for a guy like Joe Burrow, like, if that's a risk, I wouldn't be pushing it. It's also interesting that Flacco isn't practicing. So Flacco isn't practicing, really. Joe Burrow is practicing. Mm-hmm. And then the third guy is the wife with the hot bodysuit. I forgot his name.
The girl, yeah.
Downing.
Yeah.
Jake Browning.
Jake Browning, yeah. Look, you know, we are all also, you know, I'm not saying that Joe Burrow is some modern medical marvel, Andy, but at the same time, We're watching the Patriots be led emotionally and physically on field by a receiver who has come back at an extremely high level and shown no signs of having had ACL surgery just exactly a year ago to tear on a non-contact injury. So if Burrow's ahead of his timetable and he looks good, and Zach Taylor's trying to give us the whole, like, oh, well, I haven't seen him out there in any 11-on-11, so it's premature for us to say if he's going to start Sunday. Hogwash. He wants to get out there and see if he can go on a 7-game rip and save his team's season, because he's pissed he got hurt, and he's pissed the way the season's going. And if you're a Pats fan that's like, oh, no, now I'm scared, come on. No, this is what you want. With or without Ja'Marr Chase, I want to see Drake May go up against the league's best for a chance to prove who he is.
Yeah. I'm not scared. This, you know, Joe Burrow, you look at his numbers from the, I mean, he played a game and basically a half. He completed 58% of his balls. He was only, you know, in the first game, he averaged less than 100 yards. A little over 100 yards. I mean, his stats were terrible in the 1.5 games that he played. You know, and with, Joe Flacco, they've averaged 31 points in the last three games with Joe Flacco as the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I just don't see Joe Burrow coming in without Ja'Marr Chase and being all that effective.
And I think that's the key. Like, either way, they're playing without Ja'Marr Chase. Whoever gets out there at quarterback has T. Higgins.
But what about Mike Gesicki coming back Sunday, Andy?
I think there's a better chance that Mike Gesicki gives Craig Woodson a tip ball interception than he does of ruining the football game for the New England Patriots. So, all right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances. We'll continue to take your phone calls and your texts on this whole feud with ESPN and Cam Newton and Stephen A. Smith. But it is Thursday at 3:30. That means we're going to have our weekly chat with Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.